We've got a new name for Ryzy now. It's Ryan originally. We like Ryzy originally. And then you went to Ryan.
I like calling him Ryan. Yep.
But we've got a new name we're going to call him now. It's going to be...
Bumcrack.
There is a reason for it.
Yeah. It's the favourite term. Rather than daddy, his kids now refer to him as... Yeah. It's Bumcrack.
Bumcrack or...
Oh, God, there's more.
Or Mr. Pooh.
Mr. Pooh or Bumcrack.
Mr. Right. Pooh or Bumcrack at the moment. Yeah, and that is by Lily... Who is only 2 years old.
Yeah, there you are. So please, if you're listening, don't be jolted by it.
No.
It's just, we thought we'd take it on board. I love it personally.
I do too.
Don't you, Bumcrack?
Yeah. Cool. Thank you.
There's a lot of respect in your house, isn't there?
A lot of respect, yeah. So that's true, because it came about the other day. I said, oh, Lily, do this, do that. And she said, no, Mr. Bumcrack.
Ooh. Where'd she get that from, do you think?
I reckon from Oscar.
I was going to say her brother.
Five. Yeah, who's five and kind of teaching her all the bad things.
So we wondered, is there anyone out there who can outdo Bumcrack over there?
Yeah, what's the worst kind of insult, kind of name?
Just that names. Kids have called you.
Just when your kid's cranky, what do they call you?
Yeah.
Bumcrack. Stella's called me a warthog recently, which I don't know, for some reason cut me real deep. A warthog.
Because, you know why?
Why?
Because she's your firstborn and you thought she was daddy's little girl and she's turning on you.
Psychology-wise, you've nailed it.
I'm trying to get my head around the fact that that was worse than Mr. Pooh.
I know, I don't know why, but warthog was like, call me a warthog.
There's no question with Ryzy's kids, there's a theme, isn't there?
They're very
Mr.
much
Pooh's
so
Mr. Pooh's bumcrack warthog.
Yeah, they're very immature kids, aren't they?
So has your children insulted you by calling you a name other than mum or dad?
Yeah.
We'd love to make Ryzy feel a bit better.
I'd love to feel better. 133353.
I remember Tim, my eldest, who lives in Holland. And so we're going back to the 90s, very into Thomas. Once got very cranky with me, poked me in the belly and said, it doesn't matter, you just like Mr. Fat Controller. And that cut me deep, right?
Yeah, I can imagine.
Because you think, bald head, bit of a belly, I did, with a top hat, look like the Fat Controller. So it wasn't so much the insult as it was the closeness of the resemblance of what he was coming at. But yeah, he poked me in the belly.
Oh.
Like, it doesn't matter anyway because you're like Mr. Fat Controller.
Oh,
especially with the belly poke as well.
Yeah, settle down, Bumcrack.
I do remember Lork trying to straddle. He'd make a good politician, I think, in years to come because Michael was saying to him one day, Mummy's got a big bottom, hasn't she? And I was saying, Mummy's got a pretty bottom, hasn't she? And he stood there looking between the two of us and went, Mummy's got a pretty big bottom.
Oh, yeah. Go, Lork. And I love your pretty big bottom too, T. Hello, Tony. I love it. You're working with Bumcrack and Pretty Big Bottom and the Fat Controller. Tony, what'd you get?
I get Uncle Bogan from his sister's kids.
Oh, Uncle Bogan.
And what warrants such a beautiful title, Tony? What do you do?
Tell me it's a mullet.
No, I think it's just in general. They call me Mr. Uncle Bogan all the time.
I love it.
That. Uncle Bogan.
Oh,
do you
gorgeous.
Turn up every time with a carton on your shoulder and thongs?
Yeah, and packing a wee red in your shirt top pocket.
There you go.
Well, the nickname's warranted. Well done, Tony. There you go. Oh, sorry, Uncle Bogan.
That's right. Great. Once you've told us your nickname, that was what you will be forever.
Definitely.
Oh, well, there you go. I don't mind the name of the show should change.
I agree.
Yep.
Hang on. So it's
Pretty Big Bottom.
Pretty Big Bottom and Fat Controller.
I still don't get my name in the show.
Oh, well, with Anchor Bumcrack.
Yeah.
There you go.
Button Pusher.
Sorry.
Karen from Dungog's also giving us a call.
What's yours, Karen?
Turkey neck.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Oh, gobble, gobble.
That would cut me deep.
That's awful.
Oh. I still can't get Ryzy getting cut deep after Bumcrack.
No. Karen, who calls you turkey neck?
My four-year-old granddaughter.
Oh, Karen.
Oh. You know, the sad thing about that, she did not come up with that on her own. Somebody has put that idea in your four-year-old granddaughter's head.
I know, it's sad, isn't it? But it's funny.
Who do you reckon it was, Karen?
My husband.
See, I was going, parents. Nah,
yeah. Hubby.
All right, thanks for calling, Turkey Neck.
Thanks, Karen.
Good on you, Karen.
They're all lovely names, weren't they? Why is he going, oh, that's shocking. Bumcrack!
Yeah, true.
Man, I can't think of anything worse.
Probably the worst. I win.